say. Not quite sure what Kramer was thinking on that last play. SF Ganger is also out. Canarian on the right wing. USA extend their defense all the way out to half court. 1 minute to play in the third. Down the wheel, sudden left corner. Bailey Hines, left elbow. Canary now dribbles into the lane, takes the runner. This one's off the mark. Rebound, Krug, for the putback right away, and it's good. Krug cleans up the boards all night, and he has 9 points because of it. 40 seconds remain in the third quarter, 44-30. USA leading by 14 points.
One of the rules, unwritten, of course, in basketball is that whoever scored the last basket, it's essential that he touch the ball. And it's something that both teams are having some issues with. Right now we have Canarian with the ball. Deflected out of bounds. Off the bat X. USA ball.
31.7 seconds left in the third quarter. It's 44-30. USA leading by 14. Left right across the radio. Bailey Hines actually hits the ball. And they kick it over to Canarian for the jump shot. This one's no good. And actually didn't hit anything. And they say it is USA ball. Bennett coming with the full court press. Zach Kramer's back in. The place is a similar.
Bennett has their zone press on. More than likely not exactly to get a steal, but to have USA take a shot that was out of their repertoire. That way, if Bad X can go ahead and clear the rebound, they're controlling the tempo and getting back in this ball game. They're down by 14 right now. USA is attacking the press. Daniel Rick with the ball.
15 seconds left in the third. Rick Groves right down the lane into Ballard for the layup from the right side. This one's no good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up for two. 8 seconds left, and it's now 46-30. 5 seconds left. 16-point game in end of the third quarter here. Bad X trying to get one more shot. And they actually stepped out of bounds as number 33 for Bad X as Brandon Messick. Brendan Ballard now with 20 points on the night, 7 in the third quarter, with 0.8 seconds left in the third, 46-30, USA leading. Feeds it into Ballard. We have a foul. We have a foul, offensive foul. Ballard trying to get to the pass with 0.1 seconds left, and he completely pushed off with an offensive pass interference, basically.
In hockey, that was legal. But in basketball, I don't think they're going to let you get away with that.
And it's his only Ballard's second foul of the night, and USA's third.
In fact, we want to go to multi-sports. I think in football, they'd be a zone clear-out. 0.1 seconds to go.
And the officials are talking something over with the...
And now the clock is showing 3-0.
Looks like they want to put back up. I guess they're going to put back 0.6 seconds on the clock.
Well, how much do you actually need? 0.03, is that
I think it's 0.4 of a second that you can catch the ball, or not catch the ball, but you can touch the ball and tip it back in. Now we have 8 minutes left in the third quarter.
I think the score table is going to tell us. The official something.
Daylight savings time here in USA.
46-30. We have the hometown USA Patriots are over the Bad X Hatchet.
And now they're calling in both head coaches here, Jim Quinn and Mark Gainforth, meeting at center court. Quinn's walking away already. And they find Gainforth now walking away as well. Still, the clock shows 8 minutes in the third quarter. Should be about 0.6 seconds left. After a heavy foul game in the first half, it's only 3-4. USA with 3 fouls in this third quarter. And Bad X with 4.
Well, all Bad X has is just a touch. That's all they have. And I don't know if they have anyone that's that quick with the takeoff of the shot or not. We've got two choices, one in the backcourt, and USA is defending everything on the inside.
Max Kramer passes into Hines, and he checks this one up for the three from half court. Bounces off the backboard, no good, and that's the end of the third quarter with 7:58 left in the third. You're tuned to WLAW. We'll be back after this. It's USA 46, Bad Axe 30.
In the beginning, there was nothing. Then the Big Bang. Then the first cell. Early cellular life quickly advanced until Thumb Cellular said, "Let there be everything."
Thumb Cellular presents the Everything Plan, all for one low monthly fee. Include your smartphone in this plan, and Thumb Cellular provides unlimited nationwide calling and texting and an unlimited 3G network internet connection on your smartphone, all for just $75 a month for the first smartphone and $45 a month for an additional smartphones added to your account. There is also an Everything Plan for non-smartphone users. It gives you unlimited nationwide calling, texting, and data for $60 for the first phone and $35 for an additional phone added to your account. So let your cellular life evolve to everything. Visit your nearest Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Terms and services apply. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Bring the action.
1 minute, excuse me, one quarter ago is 46 USA, Bad Axe 30, and we're now finding ourselves in the fourth quarter. USA outscored Bad Axe in the third, 16-11. Both teams firing from the threes. Bad Axe had three threes. USA had three as well. USA gets the ball to start the fourth quarter, passes it in to number 15, Ewald, back out there. Top of the key. 7:50 left in the fourth. Over to number 11, Zach Kramer, over to the left corner to Rick. Reset the offense. Top of the key. Trying to feed into the high post into Beachy. And here comes Shermel back out there for Bad Axe. Goes up for the layup, and this one's good. Shermel playing with four fouls. Now with 7 points in the game. Pushes it to USA 46, Bad Axe 32, a 14-point lead. Into Ballard from the right post, and this one's up and good. And not even any competition for Ballard to go again. 16-point lead once again for the Patriots, 48-32. Canarian, right wing, picks up his dribble. Termel takes a three from the right wing as well. This one rebounded by Braden. He goes up for the shot. Actually, they say that there's a whistle before the shot. And foul against USA to start this fourth quarter. It's the fourth team foul for USA. And the fourth against Hayden Ewald, who was out here for about a minute in this fourth quarter and has been in foul trouble this entire second half. So he's down. Braden, last year, sending underneath backs his own hoop. All right out to center half court to Canarian. Dribbling to his left, handed to Mel's head. 7 minutes to play in the fourth. USA 48, Bad Axe 32. Canarian into the paint, hands it off to Sutton with the reverse mic, and it's good. Will Sutton with his first points of the night. 14-point differential. Bad Axe coming with the press. Rick breaks it, and it's actually kicked out of bounds by a Bad Axe player. So USA will get it underneath their own hoop on the right side. 6:38 left in the fourth. 48-34 USA lead.
That was a nice feed by James Canarian to set up Will Sutton on that last hoop.
Beachy passing this one in to Ewald, staying out there with four fouls. He just checked back in. And it's intercepted by Krug of Bad Axe. Over to Canarian on the runner from the right side, and this one's good. And Bad Axe trying to put a little run together. They have 6 points in this fourth quarter alone compared to USA's two, and Jermel actually steals the ball in the inbound. And we have a USA foul against number 15, Hayden Ewald, and he's going to be sitting down for the remainder of the game, fouled out with five fouls. USA now has 60 seconds to replace him. Mark Gainforth taking all of his time. A few choice words with the official.
You're picking on my guy. That was a nice pretty play between Austin Termel and James Canarian teaming up on that last hoop for the Hatchets.
So Zach Kramer comes in and replaces the fouled out Ewald, and we have a timeout.